I'm in my garret at the top of the Frontline Club in London, having been to see Lloyd Davis's one-man show at the Hub Westminster tonight. It was great. He was in fine voice, and also he was making us remember about the early days of podcasting, you know, 2004-05, when it was really difficult, and you couldn't just make an audio boo like this. Anyway, I get back to the Frontline Club, and obviously I look at Twitter, and I find that what I think I foolishly described as optimism of News Rewired on Friday has been somewhat shattered by the, according to The Guardian anyway, imposition of limits on the ability of Sky's journalists to use Twitter. Apparently they're not allowed to tweet about anything that they're not on the beat of. They're not allowed to retweet stuff that they're not working on, and they're certainly not allowed to retweet remarks of journalists of other news organisations, which is very interesting. However, they are encouraged to retweet the tweets of their own journalists. Well, I did say that the dinosaurs were roaming the planet but had a certain awareness of the meteor coming towards them. It now seems that the radars failed and they can't see it anymore, so it's not coming, so they can consider themselves free to thunder about as usual. It's quite interesting. In response to my audio boo about News Rewired, I've had lots of really nice comments. Thank you, everybody, for that. But one particular comment over the weekend from Tristan Bailey was saying, interesting that I suggested writers are now on the new platforms but not engaging them yet. And I think I responded to him. I think that the many in the media are on the new platforms, but they're not engaging in the right sort of processes yet. So in other words, what they're trying to do is bend their will to control and distribute the message. They've missed the point, rather, that, like I said on Friday, it's called social media for a reason. And if you ignore the conversational elements required to gain credibility, and it was interesting to see that Cred were at News Rewired on Friday, very interesting. Talked to Andrew Grill about them. That's worth having a look at. But, you know, if you miss the social bit, then you're not really using the medium properly. And, of course, Sky's move will most certainly backfire. If not now, then real soon. And that's the other thing, actually, coming back to Lloyd, that Lloyd was talking about, which is finding space to say things and being able to have conversations with other people who want to converse. And, of course, what Sky have failed to see is that if you try and control one half of the conversation, and then you're automatically into broadcast mode, and you're not being social anymore.